guys, tribe. I'm here today with Cheryl from Yoga Bellies, and we're talking about yoga for women, which is, we all know yoga is really good for us. We all know it is super popular, mind, body, and spirit. But there are so many different types out there, so many different classes and places that you can go. It can be quite baffling. So Cheryl's here to tell us a little bit about Yoga Bellies and her amazing approach, which has been created especially for women. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about Yoga Bellies. What do you do?
Okay. So Yoga Bellies, let me tell you all about it. It started about 15 years ago now. It is a collective, global collective of women supporting women. So we teach yoga just for women. It was created for women. As I said, started 15 years ago. I was working for a bank, a corporate job, as I'm sure many of you are. And I wanted to have a baby. And I was thinking, this cannot go on. I cannot work 12 hours a day and spend time with my child. As you know, it's just not feasible. And I had trained as a yoga teacher and was teaching part-time in the evening for fun, just teaching my friends for free. And I took redundancy during pregnancy, and I wondered if I could make a living from teaching yoga, just a small class in my spare bedroom. And then it grew very quickly. Then I had to train other teachers to help me, and it grew across the UK and then globally, and it just blew up. It was fantastic. So there was obviously a huge need for what we did, and I believe that why Yoga Bellies is so different is it is that community of women. So the classes are only for women, and we focus on the different life stages. So we teach girls from menstruation, so 13, 14, through pregnancy. We have classes for postpartum with baby, and then we go through all the stages of menopause, so from perimenopause all the way to postmenopausal. So we work with women from 12, 13 to 100. You know, we have that whole range, and it's so nice when all of these age ranges come together and support each other as well.
So tell me a little bit more about that, because I haven't really heard about classes specifically for women of different life stages, if you like, which I'm guessing will help with the different issues that they're facing at the time. So why is there a need for yoga for women, as opposed to mixed classes or classes categorized by different styles of yoga?
Yeah. Okay, so people often say to me, what style of yoga is Yoga Bellies? Yeah. And I created it specifically for women. Now, yoga was actually created for teenage boys who did not have breasts and hips and wombs, as we do.
And hormones.
So, absolutely, and hormones. You know, and we are very much, women are ruled by our life cycles, whether that's a monthly cycle or whether that's the different stage of our life, because we go through so many things that men don't. And I think what people need to understand is that yoga is not just a physical exercise. It's not like Pilates or Zumba. It is so much more than that. It is a complete lifestyle choice. Mm-hmm. And at Yoga Bellies, we incorporate what we do on the mat, so the physical yoga postures, but also with meditative practices, with self-hypnosis, with yogic breathing, pranayama. So we use all of these things, but it's very much off the mat as well. So it is being part of that community. So our ladies don't just come in, pull some shapes, go home. We have cups of tea and biscuits, and we have lots of community events, and it's very much a sisterhood. We are supporting each other. As I said, it's only women in the class, and the reason for that is if we introduce men into that dynamic, then women tend not to speak as freely or feel as comfortable. And that's no disrespect to men, it's just that we as women need our own female-only space.
Yeah, it's a safe space, just like SSCW. It's a closed community where you can voice anything that you need support with or that you're struggling with, and have a supportive ear from people who understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
So these classes and communities are really a great way to meet new people, connect with other people who identify with what you're going through at the same time.
So if you think about our pregnancy classes, for example, now I was the first one of my friends at 30 to have a baby, so I didn't have any other mummy friends.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like, you need mummy friends as well as your old friends.
Definitely.
Because you're moving into a completely different life stage. All of these things are happening to you emotionally, physically, you may be suffering from postpartum or perinatal depression, all of these different things, and you need other people that you can connect with and speak to about these things, and that's why it's so important. So when I say Yoga Bellies is a form of yoga, I think that possibly does a disservice if you're thinking of yoga just as a physical practice. The physical practice and the breathing practices that we do actually focus on hormonal balance as well. So everything we do, the 21 postures that Yoga Bellies technique uses, are all created specifically for the female form and the female mind and psychology.
That's incredible.
Yay!
So tell me a little bit about you. You said that it started with pregnancy, yoga, and supporting mums pre and post pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then the next kind of big life stage is perimenopause,
absolutely,
menopause, and there's a lot about that in the media at the moment, and a lot of new research and new findings, particularly about exercise and how that can help through those stages.
Definitely.
So can you tell me a little bit more about how you support women in menopause?
Sure. I think that yoga, again, completely biased, but yoga is the best thing that you can do for yourself emotionally, psychologically, physically after 40. It's fantastic, simple weight bearing exercise that complements and provides your body with what it needs. And we often find, so I was telling you earlier, in my 20s I had a very crazy dynamic practice. It was full of headstands and all of this kind of thing, and I was practicing 6 days a week, 90 minutes a day, and my menstruation completely stopped. And it wasn't working for my body.
Yeah.
My hormones were all over the place. I did not feel good, even though I looked fantastic. So it's about, as opposed to, you know, being skinny or ripped, it's about feeling healthy, looking healthy, and being calm in your mind as well. So it's about that whole picture, the whole circle of all of those elements.
Being in tune with your body.
Absolutely.
As well, not just about the exercise element.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people go to yoga because it's great for cardio if you're doing more powerful energetic types. It's great for stretching.
Yeah.
It's great for toning. There's that mindfulness element as well.
Absolutely.
But I think you're right. It's not necessarily tuning in with what you need when you need. So we were talking earlier as well about the menstrual cycle and how, you know, at different times of the month you might choose to do different types of yoga.
Absolutely.
And really listen to your body. So is that something that you incorporate in the courses?
Yes, absolutely. And that's very much what Yoga Bellies is all about. I believe that women are cyclical beings. So we have life cycles, we have the menstruation, the maiden, mother, enchantress, crone phases, as it's known.
So say that again.
Sorry, maiden.
Yeah.
So that's before we've given birth. Mother, which is the period when we're pregnant and postpartum.
Yeah.
Enchantress, which is kind of what we were talking about, where we are. So you're no longer the mother of babies.
Yes.
Your kids may be up and out, or perhaps you haven't given birth at all, and that's fine. And you're living your best life again. Okay. But
coming
again,
into your own.
Exactly. But you may be hitting these new challenges, such as perimenopause. Maybe you don't want to do that dynamic yoga practice anymore.
Yeah.
For me, restorative yoga is what my body needs now.
Right.
And then the crone phase, the wise woman, is when we move into that postmenopausal phase. So our cycles have stopped, and we are free from all the hormones. And that is a fantastic thing as well. And part of what we teach in our classes and our programs is to embrace each of these life stages. People think, oh, you know, menstruation's awful, pregnancy's hard, having a baby's hard, menopause is hard. And these things do have difficult elements, but we have a choice to either embrace it and look at it positively or to fight against it. So very much what we see is embrace where you are, tune into what you're feeling inside, and roll with that. So that goes throughout the life stages, but also throughout the month as well, throughout the menstrual cycle. And I know we were talking about, you know, menstruation, your period, this is the big one. Everyone's usually exhausted.
Yeah.
I can't do anything for 3 days round about it.
Yeah.
And I know that now, so I don't plan meetings. I don't go to parties. I stay at home. I use heat packs. I embrace aromatherapy.
Yeah.
I'll have a nice warm bath. I'll completely chill out. I won't force myself to do a dynamic yoga practice, but that's because that's what my body needs, and that restores me for the rest of the month. For example, when I start to move into the ovulation phase, which is my peak energy phase, and I know that, and I feel fantastic, and it's all go.
Yeah, so, you want to go out and do all the things
exactly.
and see all the people yeah. and you're feeling like life is great.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, at my age, so I'm going to be 43, I think what you find is your periods start to become more erratic. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're shorter, maybe they're more painful that you didn't have before. And I actually taught a workshop in Singapore a few weeks ago, and what I found interesting is that from the 20 women there, only two of them knew where they were in their menstrual cycle.
Wow.
They had no idea. I might be here, I might be there, and they didn't know what they were feeling. So we're all about, you know, tuning into what's going on in your body and being respectful of that, because we've always been told, you know, ignore your period. You don't get a day off for your period, or you're just pregnant. It's not an illness. Well, do you know what? People can be ill when they're pregnant.
Mm.
And it's about respecting how your body feels and, you know, the appropriate feminine self-care at that time as well.
Yes, and I think it's fascinating that this whole element that you're bringing mm-hmm. to it, because yoga is not just about exercise.
Absolutely.
It's not just a weekly regime that you do day in, day out, like you might do weights or going to mm-hmm. the gym or go for a walk or go for a run,
yeah.
which is kind of as a matter of habit
yeah.
or routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really interesting and refreshing mm-hmm. way to look at your practice
yeah.
and what that means, and whether that's physical or mindful
yeah.
And choosing how you feel and respecting that. And I think as you get older, you get more aware of
yeah.
of treating yourself in that way.
Absolutely.
And listening to yourself. So that sounds fantastic. What can you offer our community? How can we tap into okay. Yoga Bellies and what you're doing?
Yeah. So, as I said, we are a global community of teachers and women who come to our classes. In the UK alone, in the last 10 years, we've had over 100,000 women come to Yoga Bellies classes at their various life stages.
Wow, that's staggering.
I know.
Over 100,000
yeah.
women come to classes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's staggering.
So we have many, many teachers, hundreds of teachers across the world. And the main thing that I do here in Singapore, I offer a program called Empower, which is our 300-hour yoga teacher training. But don't be put off by that if you don't want to become a yoga teacher, as many of the people that join the program, it is also a women's empowerment program. So we work through each of the life stages. We look at hormones, we look at feminine self-care, we look at aligning our lives with our menstrual cycle. And for those women who don't menstruate or who have stopped menstruating, we actually look at aligning with the lunar cycle as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be in that menstrual phase, and obviously if you're pregnant as well. So we work with the energies of the universe. It's about connecting with nature, about connecting with reality, and bringing that into our life, because we all live in this gorgeous big high-tech city, and we're so far removed from nature, from our natural instincts. And it's about tuning back into that feminine intuition. What do we need? What do the people around about us need? And optimizing that energy flow.
Absolutely. And that actually puts you better in tune to helping those around
Absolutely.
You as well, because you
yeah.
can understand what other people are going through too.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful way to connect with
yeah.
others.
And people think, especially women, feel guilty about self-care.
Yeah.
And you know what mum guilt's like? You go to work, you feel guilty because you're at work. You stay at home because you're not at work. You
yeah.
don't feel guilty because you're staying at home. It's you can't win. You have that constant guilt, and that's something that we have as women. So it's again looking at that, alleviating that, and making women aware that self-care is not only not selfish, it is absolutely essential to our well-being, and we can't look after other people if we're not looking after ourselves.
So this 300-hour course
yes.
is all online?
All online. It's live online. So it's working with me and my team of senior yoga teachers from across the world. And we also have various experts. We have physiotherapists, my husband Mike, the cardiologist, talks about longevity and women's health and weight loss. And we have women's sexual health experts as well, because we cannot ignore our sexuality. It's
yeah.
often something women aren't encouraged to talk about, that's very, very important to our health, our pleasure, our wellness overall too. So we look at that, we look at all of the different life stages. And I have women join the program, obviously, who want to become Yoga Bellies teachers. But I have women who I've had physiotherapists join us, I've had hairdressers join me. I've had people from all walks of life who want to just take the program for their own personal empowerment. And if you think about it as a 6-month ongoing retreat, a chance to look at where are you now, what's not working for you, what issues do you have to deal with so that you can move forward.
Mm.
And then we look at all of these different life stages. We look at, you know, what we went through at each of these life stages, we analysed that, we worked through any issues at those stages, we learned the yoga practices, the feminine self-care practices, and then at the very end, we bring it all together and say, okay, so this is what we set out to do, what have we done, and what do we need to do going forward?
This is really powerful information.
It's fantastic.
This sounds exactly like the kind of teaching that we ought to do at school. Obviously,
absolutely.
At school, you know, you're not of an age to really take it all in and understand what lies ahead of you. And
absolutely.
It's only sort of received wisdom that we get piecemeal as we're going through it. And not even then sometimes. I mean, the conversation about menopause is only just starting to open up.
It really has.
So this is kind of mind-blowing to me that it's like the module of life in terms of femininity and womanhood that everybody should know.
I think, I mean, as I said, as women, we're told to just ignore all of these things, especially if you grew up in the 80s and it was all shoulder pads and parachutes and, you know, acting like men. But we don't have to act like men to be powerful or to make the most of our skills, because women obviously have that gorgeous yin quality, and it's about balancing that yin with the yang. We don't have to, you know, ignore or diss the fact that we're sensitive. That's a fantastic gift.
Yes.
The fact that we're intuitive, it's about embracing that again and, you know, making women realize that the things that make us women are fantastic. Even the hard parts, like giving birth and going through menopause, these can be transformational, you know, fantastic experiences in your life.
Yes, absolutely. They can be positives. Yeah. They should be seen as positives.
Yeah.
And they're things that we can do
absolutely.
That make us much more able and stronger for
it's definitely about, you know, not ignoring these things, though, for, as you said, the perimenopause, menopause. This isn't something women like to talk about. It's almost as if society values women for being young, for being pretty. Things are maybe a bit saggy now. We've got a couple of wrinkles. You know, we're not what society values in women, and it's about realizing that we are still of value, very much so.
Much more value.
Exactly. I wouldn't be in my 20s again if you paid me.
No.
You know, I love my 40s.
Yes.
I'm absolutely rocking it. I love it. And it's about enjoying that and embracing where you are, not thinking of yourself as lesser, and acknowledging that other women are having the same side effects that you're having as well, experiencing all of these things, because we don't like to talk about it because it's not glamorous, and we certainly don't like to talk about it with men. It's about managing these symptoms naturally as well. So a lot of what we do is we look at hormone balancing foods, and that's something that's part of the program. So I provide a 6-month hormone balancing meal plan and recipes for the duration of the course. It's very much on and off the yoga mat. And we look at feminine self-care, so we look at things, random things that I've learned over the year, like, I don't know if you know about yoni steaming.
Yes.
Yoni steaming, and the use of yoni eggs as well, which is fantastic for maintenance of the pelvic floor as well, and also great for keeping your sex life nice and active as we move into menopause. So we look at all of these different elements. It's basically the whole picture of women's health. We bring it all together.
Fascinating. And not too woo-woo either.
And what we find is most of the women that come to Yoga Belly's classes, I think we did a survey a few years ago, it was like 86% of the women had never set foot in a yoga class before.
Wow.
Because we do make it very approachable. As you said, it's not too woo-woo. It's for absolutely everyone, regardless of size, age, where you come from. Absolutely everyone is welcome. As long as you identify as a woman, you are welcome.
Right, and it's maybe a bit of a misnomer. It's not all about yoga and sort of the progression of your postures towards handstands or things like that. It's actually a much bigger...
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. I call it the yoga lifestyle. And I do have a 21-day program as well on my site, and that guides you into it gently. It's like a mini program into a yoga lifestyle, and it looks at all of these different things. So the nutritional aspects of eating a yoga diet, living a yoga lifestyle, how to, you know, structure your day and incorporate rituals, as well as the physical yoga practice. But the physical yoga practice for me is just a tiny part, and that's why I say to people who come to me with zero yoga experience, I really want to do this but I've never done yoga, anyone can learn the physical part. Anyone. It's not about handstands. It doesn't matter if you can't touch your toes. My favourite yoga teacher cannot touch his toes. That doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about, do you believe in the ethos? Do you feel strongly about empowering women, about empowering yourself with this knowledge, and really living that yogic lifestyle?
Amazing. So you've got a 21-day program, yeah, which you just mentioned, the 300-hour, which
yes,
is over
that's
six months.
Yeah.
So a much more comprehensive program.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got a retreat coming up as well.
Yes.
So that's kind of a bite-size.
Yeah.
Kind of extricate yourself from the bubble of Singapore and learn all about all of these things
absolutely.
On site, in person, with
you.
Yep,
with me.
Great, so tell me more about that.
So it's in Bali in November, so from the 6th to the 12th of November, I will be taking a small group of ladies, which is booking up very fast already, to work through you know, where they are in their life, looking at aligning their menstrual cycle and their lifestyle. In a way that is complementary, that works with their natural energy fluctuations instead of against it. And what women tend to find when we do this is afterwards they are much more energetic, they have much more vitality throughout the month. So we work through that. We're also looking at, you know, where are you in life now, doing some shadow work, releasing any limiting beliefs they may have that are holding them back. And I think that this retreat is very important just now because after the pandemic, many people have lost their jobs, changed their jobs, or they're reevaluating where they are in life. So that's what this is about. It's about, you know, where are we now? Where do we want to be? And looking at yogic and holistic skills that can get you there. But I also want women to go home from the retreat with tools that they can use when they come back to the lovely bubble.
That's so important because it's very often easy to go away and have a lovely holiday and say thanks very much, great to meet everybody, and have a you know, a different kind of break. But actually, you know, when you're learning so many important things, it's great to be able to take them away with you and continue.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I do make that very digestible, and I give it to my ladies in a format that they can take home and they can learn. I don't use too much Sanskrit. It's, as you said, not too woo-woo.
Yeah.
It's very accessible to all levels of practice.
How long is it and how many people in the group?
It's 7 days, 6 nights, and I won't be taking any more than 12 ladies on the retreat. The reason being, myself and one of my senior yoga teachers from Dubai, Ellie, will be joining me, and we like to work very closely with the women, you know, to help them figure out exactly what they want from life and how they're going to get there. And there will be opportunities to speak to me on a one-to-one basis, and there will be workshops with me every day, as well as obviously a physical yoga and meditation practice.
Sounds fab, and I am definitely a candidate, let me tell you now. So better not book up too soon.
Okay.
Details of that are on your website?
Yes, just yogabellies.com. So that's yogabellies, as in womb, and .com.
Great, okay, so we can find out all about the courses that you mentioned and the retreats. And get in touch with you.
Absolutely. If anyone wants to drop me an email, if you have any questions, or you can book in a call with me as well.
Fab. Wow, I feel so enlightened. I've actually learned loads and just feel really positive that, you know, this is an amazing way to practice that feels intuitive and so positive for women.
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to do. So. The feedback we've had on the training as well has been amazing, and obviously I've been teaching this program in various formats for the past 15 years, so this is an accumulation of all of the weird and wonderful stuff that I have learned over the years.
So wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with
Thanks
us, Cheryl.
So thank
and,
you.
And you can hear all about the different programs and the retreat on the website. The details are in the post. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks ladies.
Cheryl.
Thank you.